Hello and a very warm welcome to Monocle on Design Extra. It's a show brought to you by the team behind Monocle's dedicated weekly design programme. I'm Nolan Giles. Now, the London Design Biennale's Design in an Age of Crisis exhibition launched this week. Created in conjunction with international affairs think tank Chatham House, the exhibition is based on an open call for designers to address some of the most important issues in contemporary society. These were across the topics of health, society, work, and the environment. Monocle's Charlie Filmacourt spoke to Victoria Brokes, director of the London Design Biennale, to find out more. He began by asking how the idea for the exhibition came about.
The aim of the Biennale is to highlight the role of design in addressing challenges and coming up with the solutions for them. And that's what we were planning to do in September of 2020. But when the pandemic struck and we noticed how much creativity was going on in a design industry, with examples of Decathlon diving masks turning into breathing apparatus and so on, and given that we had less to do on the Biennale itself physically, we decided to do something that would work in the same way that the Biennale does, by crossing borders and working internationally. We'd already been talking to Chatham House about working with them, and so together came up with this idea that we would get some really interesting questions out there and then put them out to the design community, but beyond the design community, also to the general public across the world, and see what came back.
You mentioned that the open call spans a wide range of subjects, you know, including that, so it's work, environment, health and society. I was wondering, how did you choose those? And also, could you briefly explain them to me?
With health, we took that to be taking health away from dealing with illness to finding ways to promote wellness and perhaps a whole sort of conceptual change in how one considered healthcare, and put that out as the question. In work, it was the future of work, with a reflection on how we were all dealing with working from home and what that meant for the future. For society, it was equal and fairer societies for all. In the environment, it was building back greener. How do we come out of this, learn the lessons that we've taken from it, and take it forward?
Just picking up on the health aspect, design has obviously been hugely important in helping with the pandemic response. I mean, you mentioned their breathing apparatus, but there is also, you know, wayfinding, graphic design, even product design has all, you know, helped. Do you think that the general public over the last 12 months are starting to realise the importance that the design industry can have and how it can actually provide solutions to real world problems?
Truthfully, I think people know a lot about design and think they know what designers do. But I think part of this initiative is to say, actually, yes, the chair you're sitting on, the table your computer's on, everything around you is designed. But design has a bigger role even to play than that, because designers are trained professionals who deliver solutions to problems. So if one can be clever about posing what those problems are and setting the brief, designers can do still more than what they clearly and obviously do, and what I think most people think of them as. And that was both for Chatham House and ourselves at London Design Biennale. That was really key in why we came together. You know, there's no Nobel Prize for design, say. Design is typically thought of as sort of aesthetic flourish, something you can add to things, rather than the thing. So it's not just something that can make things better, it's something that can actually help provide solutions.
Do you think that design's importance in solving these problems is underestimated by the policymakers?
I don't know if it's underestimated, but they may not think enough about it. Designers are absolutely trained to digest an enormous amount of information and requirements and challenges and constraints, and then work to find what might work for that. So I don't know if they're underestimated, but they may sometimes not be thought of as being professionals to whom you could address these kind of challenges and get something really useful back.
Just to finish, but I was just wondering whether you might be able to share with us a few of your favourite entries.
So the submissions which we received, and that was around 500 submissions from nearly 60 countries from across the world, from Togo to Taiwan, from London to Sydney, they poured in. Two of my favourites, if I'm going to stick with those. One was an environmental one called Radio Remade by Anish Sharma. And it focused on global e-waste. And actually what Anish had done in lockdown was create a radio made entirely from e-waste components from worn out radios and other things. And that was done partly to make the radio, but also to highlight the waste that is now kind of implicit in the whole system, because there are laws all over the place that actually prevent you from reusing this material in the way that people used to make. And so it looks to provide better and more circular systems of production. And then another, which I think illustrates the sort of futuristic, fantastical, visionary ideas, Steve Jensen's design submitted a kind of whole urbanscape called HiPad, which focuses on a kind of future city living where we no longer transport ourselves on the ground, but we take everything up from the ground into the air. It has flying cars and pods and new and greenery and so on to green the city above ground and transform transport and ways of living. Using those examples, one of them is sort of highly practical and the other is one that is unlikely, I'd say, to be real anytime soon, but it'll spark ideas and thoughts and argument and discussion in all kinds of different professions and worlds. And that is exactly the sort of thing that we want to see coming out of this initiative.
My thanks to Victoria Brokes there, speaking with Monocle's Charlie Filmer Court. The online gallery for Design in an Age of Crisis is available to visit now, and the exhibition's physical edition will be at the London Design Biennale at Somerset House in June 2021. That's all for this week. If you're eager for more design stories, listen to our full-length programme airing on Tuesdays, 8 p.m. London time. I'm Nolan Giles. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.